It's Law and Ordeals. We're back once again bringing you the strange and stupid in Milwaukee area police reports or Milwaukee area news reports. I'm J.R. Radcliffe from Now News Group, and I am joined by...
Lainey Seiler from Now News Group.
Lainey, there's a cougar loose in greater Milwaukee.
There is. He is haunting people in Brookfield, Menominee Falls.
Yes, and I personally am afraid, even though I live in Wauwatosa, nowhere near these places. Well, close enough to Brookfield
to
be concerned.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a confrontation with any sort of natural animal, like a deer or anything?
Oh, no, you asked this. I was chased by a moose once.
No, you weren't.
Legit.
Where?
Yellowstone National Park.
Oh, my gosh.
It was frightening. I was traumatized.
I would be, like, scared out of my mind. Like, if I'm walking through the woods and I see a deer, I'm not going to... I mean, a cougar is one thing, but, like, even a
You're
deer...
You're not going to see a cougar, but...
No,
yeah.
I know. But a deer, like, I would be freaked out. And you were chased by a moose.
Full-on chased by a moose.
Well, how did you get away? I mean, the moose has got to be faster.
No
offense to your speed.
For sure. Faster. It was pretty bad. I was chased around a tree. I was probably 7 or 8.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You were by yourself in Yellowstone National Park?
In our campsite of our family campsite.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
But you lived, I mean.
My parents ran away. They saved their own lives, not mine.
Oh man, I bet that doesn't come up at Thanksgiving
at all.
But
the other kid who also got chased, his dad is a hunter and he collapsed at the moose. I don't know if it scared the moose away.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. It was crazy.
Well, the good news is if a cougar does show up in your backyard, you know, you've had some experience dealing with traumatic animal experiences, so you should be good to go.
Totally.
The cougar is not on our rundown of strange and stupid things to talk about in Milwaukee area and beyond the Milwaukee area, because we're going to go to the Fox Cities to start with.
All right. A resident told police that he has an ongoing problem with the neighbor who has thrown out all of his garbage and garbage cans into the road. Police said that the neighbors don't get along when it comes to garbage collection and have refused to resolve the dispute. Instead, they will continue to, quote, push each other's buttons.
Nothing gets neighbors excited about you than when exactly you take your garbage cans away, when you bring them to the curb, how long they're there. I mean, there's a lot of, for some reason, people are very passionate about this topic.
God, my neighbors probably hate me because I'm not super good at,
Yes, you should probably check with them. They probably hate you.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's bizarre.
But guess what they don't do? Throw my trash in the street.
That's true. That would be something that was a little passive aggressive.
Ruining the whole neighborhood.
How do you know a cougar didn't get at that trash and drag it into
Maybe
the street?
Maybe it did.
I think the cougar can be blamed for an awful lot of things. But but yes, my neighbors have in the past brought up to me when I'm supposed, you know, because they're not
really
supposed to be on the curb the night before until like 6 o'clock or 5 o'clock.
Oh, I've violated that.
Yeah, like whatever. Who cares? But people care. Trust me, people
care.
Or
like sometimes I don't pick it up until I get home, which might be late.
Right. Totally. Mine sometimes 2 days later.
Yeah.
Like
it happens.
I'd love to tell you that it's something I think about. It is not something
I
think
about. But do you deserve to have your trash thrown about?
No, I don't. But again, we're still blaming the cougar for that one. So.
I know.
Let's stay in the Fox Cities. A 911 emergency call from a cell phone was disconnected after authorities heard a woman say, "Did you call someone?" The woman told police that her cat stepped on the phone. You can relate to this because you have a cat.
I can absolutely relate. This is real. This is real time.
This has happened to
me. Anytime I work from home, cat is all up on my computer keyboard. If someone gets a weird message from me that makes absolutely no sense, it's from my cat. Just so you know.
I have a hard time working from home with my 3-year-old because she likes to touch the computer. I mean, she likes to, you know, what can I type my name? Can I do all this? Your cat clearly also likes to type his or her name.
Children and cats, man.
The absolute same thing. Children and cats.
Yep.
Let's go to the North Shore of Milwaukee in Mequon.
A witness reported cars being driven on the golf course at North Shore Country Club. One car, a 2018 Subaru, was found with some damage, and the driver, an 18-year-old Mequon man, admitted driving on the course, saying he was testing to see how his car would handle in the snow. He also said others do the same thing. Oh, it's not just me.
No.
He was cited.
Oh, you're on your way then, if everyone does it.
Oh my God, such an 18-year-old thing to say.
Right.
He was cited for damage to property and identity card violation after he was found with 2 fake IDs.
Doubly such an 18-year-old thing to do.
Oh my God! Kudos to the Mequon police officers for catching this guy.
This was at 10:35 p.m. at night. So somebody really wanted to go golfing at 10:35 p.m. at night, but it is cold and
Your brand new car.
It's weird.
Oh my God! Well, it's most Mequon thing I've ever heard
Subaru.
Of.
It's a you're right.
Brand
it is a brand new car. That is,
and it had some damage. God, I hope his parents didn't have to pay for that car for him.
And he has two fake IDs. Yeah. The type of person who would just go driving at 10:35 at night on the golf course definitely has two fake IDs in his arsenal.
Yeah, I have some friends who grew up in Mequon. I feel like they probably know some people who would do this.
Yes. Well, hopefully there is not too much damage to the golf course where the damage is not yet has not yet been assessed or is not yet available. So, dude, just take a golf cart. Take a golf cart.
Or not on the course. Don't you do it like a normal person in an empty parking lot?
Right, no doubt. Also, it's a, no doubt, and it's a Subaru. It handles well in the snow. Okay?
Yeah, that's why you got it.
You got the Subaru.
Sorry for the excessive shouting.
We'll go over to Cedarburg, where a 14-year-old girl and two 15-year-old girls, all of Cedarburg, were warned for vaping at Cedarburg High School. The girls had been vaping in a bathroom when one became ill and went to see the nurse. I don't know how to vape. I mean, I would probably get sick, too. I can't blame them. But maybe not trying it at school is a good idea.
I know. Oh, my God. This cracks me up so much. It's like kids who don't know how to be bad, and they're like, way overdid it. Have you ever done that with cigars? Because I've done that where I'm like, oh, I'm going to sit and smoke this cigar, and I totally inhaled it. And right. Then I was like, I think I'm going to throw up.
Yes. That's not the type of thing you want to do. See, we're bad criminals. So
for
we
sure.
can empathize a little bit. But also, a lot of stupid kid all over along our deals today. Lots of stupid
I know.
Kid.
Well, here's another one.
Yes.
In New Berlin, a 22-year-old man, well, so he's not a kid, but
he's
was
young.
He was being stupid, was arrested for municipal assault and battery and disorderly conduct for his role in a fight that broke out during a basketball game at the Princeton Club. The report said the man was upset with another player for his physical style of play and eventually punched him, guessing this was a pickup game.
Yes. Well, if you're going to be critical about somebody's physical style of play, maybe you shouldn't punch them. That's hypocrisy. That's hypocrisy. It is. So I said that the one thing that gets people upset more than anything else is garbage cans, but really it's how you play during pickup basketball because people get passionate fast. We know this. This is not a secret. So
I mean, let's get it together, though.
Yeah, let's get it together. At the Princeton Club, nice place, but
I know.
But that doesn't matter.
I'm guessing you're not allowed back in, sir.
Yeah, or at least not allowed on the basketball court. Oh, nothing brings out the best in people more than sports, sports, sports.
Yay!
I love sports, by the way. I am not being critical of sports. But yes, it brings out the best in people. Finishing up in Whitefish Bay, where a man called police to his home on North Avenue to report two men were stealing his furniture. This is North Ardmore Avenue, by the way. The man, who was not at home at the time, observed the two men on surveillance video. Police spoke to the man's wife. They learned she was having new furniture delivered as a surprise for her husband. Surprise!
Oops.
There's some good stuff here. First of all, some surprises need to be cleared in advance.
Yeah.
I mean, you just to be safe. Second of all, this is the whole like home surveillance thing. I understand why people want to keep an eye on their
right.
stuff in homes. I feel this way as a parent of young children. People do this with their kids. Like, they have these visual monitors to see their kids, like, every toss and turn they make. And I just don't know who has the time to just, like, keep an eye on their home like that. And for what? Like, if somebody comes into my house right now, I'm in Milwaukee, I live in Wauwatosa,
right.
and came in and took my furniture, I'm not going to get there in time to stop them. So,
right.
like, obviously you have faces on camera at that point, but, like, what are you going to do sitting there and staring at it all day? Like, if you record it, that's fine. But don't sit there and just, like, look at your home all day long.
Right. Like, how does that – it's so funny.
It is. We are just obsessed with, like, surveillance. I mean, this is not, like, even one of the top 50 things wrong with America right now.
Right.
But there is an obsession with, like, having every detail. And sometimes you just don't need all that information.
Also, you just, like, don't have all the info. So your gut is going to go to, like, the crazy place.
Totally. Totally.
Yeah.
And when two dudes come in and are taking my couch, I am assuming that is bad. But they got to be wearing maybe not uniforms. Depends on the delivery service.
Right? Or like a truck. I mean, you just... Who knows? So funny, but it's like, oopsie.
Yeah. Sorry, honey. I called the cops on you. Thanks for the gift, though.
And now we're going to get charged extra for delivery.
That's right. You got my delivery guys thrown in jail. You definitely owe us extra money. That is true. Every so often, we look through the strange and stupid in Milwaukee area police reports, news reports. We go to the Fox Valley on occasion. We have a lot of fun with Law and Ordeals. Find us on iTunes. Like us. Give us a happy rating. Tell us how much you love us.
Yep.
Do all those things because support us as podcast people now.
As podcasters.
We're podcasters now. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a good week.
Bye.